Good morning, world. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's just coming up for 10 a.m. I'm in Omotesando, or Gayanmaya, walking to the studio. And for most of my journey to work today, I've had this 17-inch MacBook clutched under my arm, open and working on the train and things, like some kind of crazy handbag. Because it's been, it was halfway through recovering 120,000 emails yesterday. This audio boo is for the techies out there. It's about the emotional impact of data loss on the individual. So yesterday I changed the setting on my MacBook, inadvertently corrupting the entire directory structure, and thus being unable to access my data and programs in the way that I usually could. It was okay because I knew I had a backup at home, but it did mean I couldn't use the computer for 24 hours. But more than that, it wasn't the fact that I couldn't use it, because I had another computer I could use, but it was this background hum, this background knowledge that my precious directory structure was corrupt, that I couldn't just get on and do the work I needed. For example, I couldn't send out invoices, which is generally a problem at the end of the month if you can't do that. And I couldn't access the emails I needed, and I couldn't, this, that, and the other. And it really affected me. I felt this big disturbance in the force. And I initially thought it was more to do with the fact that my trip to the US has been cancelled. But in actual fact, I think it's more this corrupt data in the background, which upset my entire day. So that's a bit worrying, isn't it? I'm a bit too attached to my data. On the other hand, it has happened before, and it was a lot easier this time because I had a second computer and also multiple backups. So I knew that I could get it back to where it was. And in the past, it's kind of left me completely disabled and panicky. And anyway, so I'm hoping that now I've pretty much got it back on track, my life will get back on track. But I think this is a symptom of someone living in this era who is wholly dependent upon data, that when they do something such as corrupt their file directory, everything feels a bit off. So there we go. I'm in the studio now, so I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for listening. Ta-ra.